Wes Butters in the morning.
BBC Radio Leeds.
Get an idea of how much smoking affects people's dating choices whilst you call up or you tweet or you text. From Alex Mellor-Brook, who's from Select Personal Introduction, a dating agency which covers our region. Morning, Alex.
Good morning, Wes.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well, yeah.
Are you smelling of smoke?
Absolutely not, no.
You're not a smoker. Now, let's talk about you, first of all. Would you be attracted to a lady who smokes, I wonder?
I suppose it depends on the level of smoking. There are variants. You've got people who are kind of social smokers who, you know, meet friends, have a couple of drinks, are offered a cigarette, and obviously tell a cigarette. That's probably not bad. Those that kind of are going through 20 to 40 a week, that's becoming a bit of a habit. Would you allow them in your house?
Well, those social occasions, though, when you're out with your friends and you meet, that's when you meet people. And I'm just thinking, you know, if you were out on a night out with the lads and you meet a girl and she's out socially smoking, just a couple, and it came to the end of the night and you were kissing her goodbye, would you enjoy the kiss goodbye, I wonder?
No.
Why not?
No. I suppose it's just the taste of it, it's the smell of it, so. But if I really liked her, then I would probably kind of let that go a little bit and go with it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be as cut off as maybe some other people would.
And that's meeting somebody on the off chance out.
They'd probably stood outside as well, because most places don't allow you to smoke inside now. So.
Yeah, but with your agency, you know, you're giving them a red flag, saying I am a smoker, and therefore, you know, over half of women would just click off their profile, or however it works with your agency, would say I'm not interested in that man.
It can do, yeah. I mean, this is something quite interesting. We did some research for Smoke Free Northwest, and they just wanted to get an idea of the kind of numbers that were coming through. And it's really interesting, because the girls who are non-smokers are probably not as lenient as the guys are. Whereas if you get a girl who smokes, she's actually more open to meeting non-smokers, casual smokers, smokers, whereas the guys are a little bit more stringent on it. They want to meet a preferred non-smoker or casual smoker.
Oh, really?
Whether that's because they want to quit and they don't want to have the influence there.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can come out in conversation. But it was quite an interesting one in the fact that, you know, it's the guys who are more lenient as non-smokers, but it's the girls who are smokers are more lenient. And that's just based on... On figures that we have, that we've looked at and gone through.
I'd have thought guys would just go for anything, to be honest with you.
Well, do you know what? It's one of those things, you know, you can get a guy who, when you're talking to them, go, I prefer non-smoking. Say, all right, if you met a girl at a bar that you really, really found attractive, would you let it go? And they do say yes, and I think that's the thing.
Of course,
you know,
they would.
Guys date with their eyes more than women do.
Yeah,
women have more of a list, and it's one of those things on the list, I think.
In your agency, have people, has it been known that people have lied about being a smoker to get more dates, or non-smoker even?
Some of them will portray themselves as non-smokers because they'll just take the odd cigarette off friends. But again, it will come back to us, because the way we work is we find out how a date's gone, you know, what people have liked and what they've not liked.
Yeah.
Just to help their kind of membership, you know, are we getting it right or not? But if it comes up that somebody does smoke, then you've got to address it, because there are some people... I mean, one of the reasons that some people don't like it is because they've lost family members.
Of course.
Through smoking and stuff. So for some people... It's a real hot topic for them in the fact that, you know, I don't want to go down that same route. I've already lost a relative. I don't want to kind of date a guy, marry him, and then lose him as well. So I think that's part of the thought process that they're going through.
Grassing the person up to you after the date. I love that.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Have a great day.
No problem.
Thanks for listening. Alex Mellor-Brook from Select Personal Introduction, a dating agency in West Yorkshire. Next.